to, you know, spill in.
Definitely not enough for this, not too much background noise, but try and, like, speak it to the
flow. So we all have to be right here.
Okay, so everyone huddle in.
Wait, is the camera on so it's going to take, like, shots of our noses?
It fogs up. Yeah. Just every few seconds from us breathing on it.
And I don't really, like, great questions, so...
So you're going to use the old ones?
Yeah, I'm just going to steal the ones from last year.
For Nate Popple? I've been Nate Popple since I was, the last role I was in was, I was a cop you idiot, and I worked in a kindergarten because I was a teacher, but I was looking for a bad guy because I was a cop you idiot. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Guinness.
Write that down.
That's how long we've been Nate Popple in the living pool.
Okay, so you got the name of the band is the actual question.
Are you actually asking?
Yes. Oh. we're doing real questions.
Okay. We're really doing it. Okay. Okay.
Okay. We're really.
I'll say the first part, and then you say the next part, and then you say. And then you, and then you finish it off with a period.
Wait, okay.
So
here's the exclamation point. Frank.
Period.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, okay. Periods. Our name is Periods.
That's the topic. Menstruation.
Menstrual war.
This is gonna be the issue where Bangarang talks to all the ladies about that time of the month. That special time of the month.
It's special time of year.
And you're going
times.
To put the issues into the elementary school, all the schools, so that they can all learn about that time of the month.
I feel like this is going to be interesting if I do another word for word.
You damn well better.
Well.
You damn well better.
Band member names and...
Well, like, I'm Nate Pepple, and he's Bryce Jobe, and that's Nate Pepple, and that's Bryce Jobe.
Okay.
Okay, do you want our real names?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And, like, instruments you play with as a band.
You play the cum trumpet?
No, I play the six-stringed wood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you're the...
Is it cum trumpet?
Cum trumpet.
Cum trumpet.
There's a trombone.
My name's cum trumpet, I play the six-stringed wood.
Yes. The trombone. Skin flute.
Skin flute. Hobo, I grip the bass as tight as I can.
Hobo grips the bass. Seth, I don't know.
I slam skin really hard.
Yeah, Leslie slams skin.
Okay.
Okay.
Seth is usually making some, like, circular hand motion. Around his waist.
Almost like children.
Again, this is the sex education and human, no, not human anatomy. This is more so a... it's like a Life magazine for puberty.
We've been here a while, man. I do a lot of shaking.
Okay.
Don't do more than three shakes or that's masturbating. Or is it two?
Our
it?
Shafts are long, our balls are hard, and we like to whack it.
We're talking about ping pong here.
We're actually, that's our second, you know, we're a band of ping pong players. This is our ping pong team.
Yeah. We just had another passion, and it happened to be music. And sex ed.
Yep.
Okay,
and ping pong.
My jersey is Pubosaurus Rex 69.
Hashtag Slar.
Hashtag Slar.
69, dude. What's the next question?
That was the answer. Okay, you got...
There may be something to work with in here.
No answers whatsoever.
Are you glad you woke up?
Okay,
good
we're
morning,
interviewing
sunshine.
You now. What kind of music do you play?
Shit.
You call it.
Would you call it Romanian rooftop music? But we can start our own genre.
Romanian rooftop.
Yeah,
it.
Romanian Roofers Association. We're the. Yes, we're the choice band for Romanian roofers.
Okay.
I like the roof.
I like the roof.
Influences. I would just call it music, and anybody that comes to listen would be on their own to kind of figure that shit out.
Jeremy, music we play.
I've just got some notes.
Shouldn't have asked. We were going somewhere.
What kind of music do we play?
I just said music.
Kind of a jam band.
Yeah, we're kind of
listen,
like the Cheese.
We're the bang
mixed with,
and the crowd is the orang.
The Dead Cheese Incident.
The Dead Cheese Incident.
Okay then.
The Dead Cheese. That is a real bang.
How often do you have rehearsal?
Right now. Well,
we would be right now,
but we're doing the interview instead.
So, this would be your first rehearsal?
It's kind of like...
No.
1.32...
Okay, so yeah.
1.32...
As a full band, or just...
Yeah, that's right. I'd say one...
It's full band like once a month.
We have full band practice, yeah, like...
So you guys are like a period. Like, you only, like,
that's what we're talking about!
See? I'm glad you're finally on the same fucking page, man. Oh, it took me about 10 minutes.
Because Leslie and I practice every time that we practice, and Seth practices every time that he does, and so does Hobo.
Okay.
But
never together.
But never together. We all practice by ourselves.
That's actually how it works. Because Leslie and I always practice with Seth or Hobo because our work schedules are all fucked up. weekly year two. Times a week,
we try.
You guys
all
remember
together.
Weekly readers?
Yeah.
Okay.
We try to practice all together, but
we usually
don't.
We usually have to practice ourselves.
Yeah. So it's I would say the frequency is.
I'd say 88.2 hertz.
Yeah.
What are you currently working
capital
on?
Capital H, lowercase e.
Were we? Working on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to finish my beer, but I keep having to fucking talk. Ever since you showed up, you've been messing with my drinking stuff.
He's losing his flow, his rhythm, if you
my
will.
My rhythm is
because he's got to slam those skins hard repeatedly, yeah. Just, you know? And his rhythm, drinking is high.
Okay.
He's not high, I was saying hello. What was the...
what are you currently working on?
I told you already.
Well, that was the question.
Oh,
you
I
wanted to know.
We're currently...
This will fill half of your magazine, by the way, if you do word for word, just so you know. So you probably should. It'll be like the deluxe New Year's edition.
Yes.
Can we have centerfolds?
The deluxe. Where's the centerfolds?
Oh, the manifold.
He's gonna give me like the
manifold.
The manifold.
He's gonna be the shirtless pictures of everybody from Dylan's going away party.
No, they're not. We're gonna be wearing shirts. We won't be wearing pants. So it's that weird thing when you like are just wearing a t-shirt and it's a little, it's kind of to your belt line, but your dick's hanging out underneath it.
Have you ever worn a onesie before? Like a baby onesie?
No.
Only as an adult, and it's really stretched out?
No.
And it's kind of ripped a little bit.
The snaps don't work anymore.
And the snaps don't work.
The chode snaps.
Yeah, the chode's kind of in the way. And your package is really sticking out a lot.
Well, it's not sticking out a lot because there's nothing for it to stick out.
Yeah, it's just kind of a flap.
Seth wrote a song the other day.
Is Seth the writer of songs in the band?
We all throw in a little bit.
We all throw up a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all have eating disorders.
We all. Yes. We have.
Do you guys have like a Facebook page?
I'm not a Satanist.
Hail Slark.
What's Facebook?
I don't know, man. We
switch over to the new MySpace at this point.
Yeah, have you ever heard about MySpace?
Yeah, we're bringing Friendster back.
Dude, check it out. Wave of the Future,
pure volume.
Yes, we're...
And HXCMP3.
Yeah. Yeah.
.com.
We're going to be on the new Now record.
Yeah.
Now, what, 52?
I think it's 4 billion.
Yeah.
3 billion.
It's going to be our record, though. It's all of our songs.
We're
on the Now record. Now, we've
album,
taken over. Now.
Our album's actually going to be called Now 69.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully there's no copyright infringement.
Because
if we get to it first.
They're not there yet, so they're fucked.
Wait, what was the question?
Do we write songs together?
Yeah, who writes the songs?
We do.
We all
do. Okay. What are your songs about?
Well, if you noticed, we steal all of our material from other bands and we put them together into one.
We actually play a lot of Electric Whalen Burger. But we rework it.
Have you ever heard of Salt and Pepper? You know the 90s hip hop group? That
the R is okay. Silent.
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, sorry. Got it.
Pippa? Pippa. Salt and Pippa. You know...
Cheerio.
You know...
Salt and Pepa here.
You know that song?
Ooh, baby.
No, I don't.
Baby. That's... Yeah, that song.
Push it real good.
Push it. Push it. That song. Yeah.
You wrote that?
Yeah.
why the fuck did I just go through all that, man?
I mean, like when we were five.
It doesn't take a lot to write a song like that.
Okay.
This is turning out a lot like a replacement interview.
What has been your biggest challenge as a band?
Probably this interview.
The smell on my hand is kind of challenging.
Trying to... him coming over to my house without getting his penis whacked by my son.
That's actually... No, that's real. Like, getting sexually assaulted by
not
a
like
three-year-old?
Not like whacked. Not sexually whacked, but
not
like punched.
Whacked, right? No, but like... Whacked, right?
Like punched. Like headbutted.
Oh, okay.
Punched.
Like his, a lot of like, slapping.
A lot of slapping, a lot of punching.
He's shorter than my belly button. So you kind of get an idea. He's got a good reach. Yeah, that's pretty challenging. I would say, never mind, you won't understand anyways.
Okay.
Can we start with the first question?
Let's start over. We're going to start.
Restart.
Redo, okay. Because all these answers are just bullshit.
Here, I'll just erase all the old answers.
Just have some beer.
We answered your question wrong. Is this like a pencil? Can you erase? Just can you rub out that? Can we rub it?
Can we rub it out? Can we rub out?
No.
Can you hear this? This is what I have to say to everybody.
In the woods.
So, that's the answer to the next question.
Can I rub it is the answer to the next question?
No, what he just did.
Oh, okay.
Have fun spelling that phonetically.
What are your hopes for the band's direction?
I hope that I get a boner for Christmas.
Something he's been struggling with lately.
Well, the band's direction is, collectively. Well, Leslie's got three kids, so he's doing good. He's probably doing the best out of all of us as far as the band's direction goes.
Okay, then.
So I really hope that, I can catch up with him. It's someday. You know. Not to steal your thunder or anything, but I admire your sexual prowess. What was the question?
What
are your hopes
sexual...
for the band's direction?
Oh, I didn't have
direction!
Any...
Oh, shit!
It didn't have anything that... Oh, guys. We really
forward sounds good. Forward, I don't know, you guys... Forward? Like,
personally,
the way the directions are directions to the point.
I'd
forward,
like to go north.
And up a little
no,
bit.
No, not north. South because it's warmer.
Just tuck back in?
Yeah.
Like, just instead of
tuck your penis in your
butt. Well, I would say either like a boner or like a dick in the butt.
Okay then.
Not somebody else's.
Your own.
See, Jeremy's been experimenting. He's trying to tuck it back around his balls and try and get it into his own anus.
Does it reach?
Penis.
That's kind of personal, man.
Penis? Is it penis? Penis and anus well, put together. Penis.
Well, what's the chode? Oh, there's a chode. So
yeah,
Mexican
well,
wrestler.
It's got to fly over the chode. Or it's got a, it's got
to
suspend. It's got to slide on the chode.
Suspending over the chode.
Suspend the chode.
Yeah, I would say I would say
that way.
It thing hard on.
Okay.
I think it would be good to grow. We're referring to your
swelling of the blood.
Yeah.
How
and
long is
going back
flat?
To our erection, what erection?
6 inches.
I think that's pretty modest. What are you laughing about?
I mean, what, I don't know.
Anything smaller than that, it's just kind of, you know.
I think the average is like, what, 5.5?
I would say.
Is it?
Like the band
not.
Average?
I read Cosmo.
Band average?
Yeah, what's the band average?
Do you have a ruler?
Yeah. A ruler, and can I borrow that magazine for a bit?
We'll figure it out. Give us a little while.
Just... need some motivation. Yeah. Do you have any good shots of Pebble in there?
Yeah.
No, actually, no.
No.
You have that.
Not that.
You have that one.
Just
someone
of...
just. Here's a photo with a bunch of contrast.
Chris Heyer is a magical photographer.
Chris Heyer is a magical photographer. Oh, and here's some.
Oh,
internet.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, is that internet clip art?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Band thing.
Did they draw that? Did they find that?
We want to grow musically together in a roundabout sort of way. We want to keep writing music together.
It's a plan.
You're not leaning close enough to the mic.
We...
can you say it again, but closer?
I want to keep writing music with these fellows and just keep going forward because...
where is the mic?
I don't know. I'm just speaking.
Bottom.
I'm speaking.
They're
I'm speaking into the camera.
Talking to the camera.
I am. I plan it.
You haven't gotten a phone call, have you?
No, I hope not.
Okay. Because you have the auto answer function. They're having a nice time.
Okay.
what's the question?
Okay.
That you're gonna give us to. Give you.
How long has the band been together, and how long do you think the band will be together?
We've been married for about 6 years, celebrating our 7th anniversary pretty soon. The first years were great, but, you know, people say this, and I didn't believe them. I thought, you know, we got it all together, we'll be doing fine. First years are great, but yeah, you hit the doldrums around, you know, 5-year mark. But, you know, we've been trying to rekindle things, you know, just experimenting and, you know, wink wink, and things like that, you know, so... I'd say we're just as close as we ever were. August.
all of that had better make the cut.
Okay, then.
I'll let you decide.
Is that the answer to both questions?
How long have we been a band?
What?
Yeah, how long have you been a band, and how long do you plan to stay together?
Dude, this is a forever commitment, no. Man. I mean, I'm not wearing this ring just to be like, hey, I'm married, but, you know, there's always divorce. It's an option. That's not an option. We're sticking it out, man. Till death do us part. Man, I'm going to kill you. Not you.
Okay.
That'll...
Any other thoughts?
That's it?
Oh. Yeah, no. I got lots of thoughts. I had this dream the other day where I was kidnapped, and I was thinking about that the other day. I'm also thinking about why the hell they use, like, the most obnoxious colors for race cars, and why there's, like, why beer has, I mean, like, the official beer of NASCAR, well, there's an official beer of NASCAR. It's people driving really fast in a circle. I think alcohol, drinking and driving do not mix, my friend.
I'm really thinking they need to get rid of that nutcracker and put the Hillary Clinton nutcracker up, where you put the nut in between her thighs and crack it, but it's a life-sized one.
Mm-hmm. Also,
or the Bill Clinton corkscrew, where the corkscrew is his erection.
Yeah, the band's erection is up and over.
Okay.
What other? It's Seth?
I'm here.
He is.
He's present.
He's thinking about it.
Jeremy, are you present? Hobo, are you present?
I think this interview should end with the Pledge of Allegiance.
yeah. all right. How do we do this?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Spirits.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for Abbey Road. Which it wrote? You lost the finger on which it wrote?
What was the first question?
It has its beginnings ages ago.
The first question was...
How long have we been Nate Pepple in the living tree?
Oh, right.
So seriously, when are we going to start this?
Yeah, when does the interview start?
Have you been... Are you literally recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought... I really didn't think that was really on.
No, this is what's going to be in the...
This is the pre-recording.
The pre-recording.
This is... No, we're done. I think... Wait, or no... have we started?
Do you want to start over?
It's up to you, man.
I don't know. I think we could talk more about boners and menstruation if we try again.
Well, circumcision...
Yeah, we
didn't even drop pubes that much.
Oh! we were going to see how many times we could say pubes in the interview.
Yeah, that's right.
Make sure the pubes is in the interview as much as possible.
Just write it in.
Can you just, like, instead of periods, can you use the word pubes?
I think that'd be confusing, but...
Also, can you print this in the cocksure font? Are you
familiar
with
that? Yes, I actually
have that one. Yes, I have that one.
Please! Please, I'll answer one of your questions. Again,
we're the most mysterious band you've ever interviewed.
So what was worse, this or Cheap Death?
I was just about to ask, how does this compare to Cheap Death?
I feel like this is more confusing. People might have understood what they were going to see after the Cheap Death interview. Now I'm pretty sure they think the band is some sort of sex show.
We're called Bangarang. I mean, shit. That alone either makes people think of sex or hook or both.
Sexual hook.
Sex hook.
Sex hook.
I got one of those.
Nice.
No. Leslie has one too. It's by his front door. Mm-hmm. It's an older model, but
yeah,
she still does the job.
It's very old.
Rusty.
A little crusty. A little rusty.
Trusty rusty.
Trusty.
Yeah,
A little musky, too.
We didn't know what we were going to do, and Leslie and I were talking about it the other day. It's like, man, how do we answer any of these questions? We
haven't been around for that long. We never really practice all together at the same time. We played
one show.
We played one show.
We don't know how to explain the kind of music that we play.
This part is stricken from the record, by the way. This does not get printed.
Do you guys plan to play more shows?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't planned on it.
You know, you appear in the magazine, and after the magazine comes out, no shows ever.
Played. One. Because of the...
learn about this band.
We're hoping after people read the interview that they'll be really attracted to coming to one of our shows.
This gets us a foot in the door to really finish booking our 2023 tour.
Interview.
Our farewell tour.
Yeah.
Our farewell interview.
Which is just the interview starts with I walked in to meet with the band. And the only words that were decipherable were sob, 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 I sob, weep, weep, tear, sniff. Because more crying sounds. But it, crying. A deep breath and then you're getting choked up and almost, that where you almost throw up because you're crying so hard sound. Never mind, you wouldn't understand anyways.
That one?
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also you're getting punched in your Punchables.
Oh, yeah.
And lunch for your Lunchables. Also, yeah, we gotta go play a show.
Okay.
Not Bang Rang, but Captain Ralph.
Okay.
Yeah, shit, it's 4:30.
They're not serving.
I don't know.
Dan Ableton, disabled.
Able Dan.
Okay.
Do you have any more answers for us to question you about?
No, I think that I got it.
Do you want any serious answers?
How long
answers?
Have you been doing A-Town Magazine?
Yeah! Tell us about your magazine.
This will be the 7th issue.
The Predator has become the prey, motherfucker.
You're gonna print all of it.
How many pages do you usually publish?
32.
And we're gonna be in all of them?
How many are going to be embarrassing in the next issue?
Too many.
What are you using for the cover photo?
Yeah.
No idea.
Are we going to be in the cover photo?
I don't really have a good enough picture for you guys for the cover, so no.
Okay. We can give one to you.
Can we take the photo and send it to you?
If you want. It would have to be
Do we?
ASAP, yes. We will be doing... Shit.
Can we send it to you tonight?
Sure.
Thank you?
Okay.
We got your word that you're gonna print whatever we send you.
Can you answer that question in the form of an infant?
Goo.
He's in. All right. He's in. All right, cheers.
Hillspark.
Hillspark.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got enough.
Stop for you, Steve. You're just gonna delete that right now. That's what's gonna happen.
And call Nate Temple and Living Tree up again and be like, hey.